Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk to Carol Ammons. Hey, Carol, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Carol, I see you're in 207 or 217 area code. Are you downstate? Where are you from?
I am. I'm in Champaign-Urbana, Central Illinois.
103rd District Representative, co-sponsor of the legislation to reinstate the 55,000 driver's licenses for unpaid moving violations. So parking tickets for most people statewide. Is that what we're talking about?
That is what we're talking about. I'm the chief sponsor in the House. The original bill was Senate Bill 3052. We did a companion bill so that we would have two moving at the same time. The one that ultimately passed was Senate Bill 1786, and it took a lot of work to get that done, but we're very happy that the governor signed it.
So how far back do these tickets go? I mean, how do I know if I have a parking ticket? Do I not owe it if I haven't paid it? I mean, what happens here?
No, what happens is the crux of this bill eliminates the use of the Secretary of State's office as a collection agency. That's really what was happening. It eliminates the suspension of driver's licenses for a penalty for non-driving violations, including not paying a parking ticket or a tollway ticket or fine or fee. What happens is that the person's license will be reinstated, but if they owe the city of Chicago and other cities throughout the state, they can reduce these ballooned more than any credit card debt you would ever imagine, ballooning from non-paying of a parking ticket. So if you got a ticket in Chicago and that ticket costs you $75, $100, which I think is too much, but if you did, that ticket would grow exponentially. And in some cases, we learned through this two-year process that people may have started off with a $200 ticket. And because most of these are poor people that were really, really impacted by this, that $200 ticket ballooned to over to $1,000, $1,500, $9,000 from ballooning rate. That there was no check and balance on that.
Yeah, we've sure seen stories about that. ProPublica has done some nice reporting on that here in the Chicago area, and I guess statewide, and that's what happens. Some municipalities have really these onerous fee schedules where if you don't pay it on time, it's not $10 more. It'll double, it'll triple, and then you look at that and you go, well, skip it. I'll never be able to pay that. So then does this, and then what, that municipality tells the Secretary of State's office, and then they suspend your driver's license?
Yes, it was such an eye-opening experience for me, just starting to work on this problem a couple of years ago. I had no idea that if a person couldn't pay, that A, it was ballooning at the rate it was, and B, that the municipalities would send these outstanding bills, so to speak, to the Secretary of State and say, hey, you can suspend this person's driver's license because they're not paying us.
Okay.
That was all authorized by state law.
But do those people still owe the amount of money? Like, okay, good, they got their driver's license, but what happens to that money they owe?
It just keeps growing. In
many
cases,
but I mean, as a result of this legislation, they still owe the money, though, right?
So what has happened is, yes, they may still owe a ticket. So in the city of Chicago, what Chicago did through their own permission and the city council there said, let's take away all of these fines and fees that just kind of tripled and doubled over time, reduce it down to what the person originally owed, and allow the people to pay the balance. And what I learned from the secretary, the clerk in Chicago said at our press conference is an amazing 75% of the people have come in and paid that fee.
Isn't that amazing? I didn't know it was that high. But now here's the criticism. I'll bet you know what it is. I'll bet you know what's making some people angry, Carol. Carol Ammons, she's a Democrat representative lawmaker in Champaign, and we're talking about this plan to reinstate the driver's licenses of people who lost them because they had unpaid tickets, non-moving violations. A lot of parking tickets stack up. Next thing you know, you've lost your driver's license. You know, it's a little surprising to me, Carol. I'll get to the criticism of this in a minute, is that people evidently were complying with that. That is, their license gets suspended, so then they do stop driving because they don't have a license. Is that what happens?
The majority of people not only do stop driving, but they also lose their jobs because most jobs require a license to work there. And we saw that in 42% of individuals who lost their jobs, it was due to suspension of their licenses.
Some people say, I paid my ticket. First of all, I don't double park. When I do, I pay my fine. And that's the way the game is played. Why are we giving these people the break that I didn't get?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing that we saw in some of the research that we found, not just in Illinois, but in New Jersey and other places, where you have significant income disparities. You have to address this as a failure of government, not as a failure of individuals. The moment that we're in right now, and today happens to be the King holiday, and King reminds us that an unjust law is no law at all. And so if you have massive disparity in income, then yes, one person in Schaumburg or Elmhurst may be able to pay their ticket with no problem. But people who are just basically getting to and from work on public transit and trying to make sure they can feed their family, this unjust penalty hurts them in many, many ways that others in Elmhurst and Schaumburg may not understand. And so it is important for us to look at equity. It's important for us to look at justice, and this was a significant justice issue because the majority of the suspensions were black and brown people from the south and west sides of Chicago, and they were struggling to get from point A to point B before their ticket or before their suspension. And I also want to add that the city of Chicago, the city of Champaign, or Urbana, who decides that a parking ticket that may cost you 75 cents, and I don't have any quarters on me, right? 75 cents that balloons to $25. Who decided that that's what the penalty should be in the first place?
Interesting question. 773 said they can still boot you. So that would be up to the municipality. If they have a policy that your car is sitting there, it's got some tickets on it, they boot your car. That can still happen, but you will retain your driver's license. Do I understand that correctly, Carol?
That is correct. However, I do believe that, again, we need to look at boots, and boots is one of those things that I'm interested in studying, as red light cameras. All of these things that suck the pennies and nickels out of the pockets of poor people, we need to look at that. Government should not, and this is an issue of liberty, government should not use its authority to abuse its citizens. And this is what these kind of laws do. It abuses its citizens.
I understand that, and I don't even argue that. But I do also hope you acknowledge that some of our listeners are thinking the citizens have an obligation to follow the laws and rules that everybody else is. It will be more injurious to you if you don't have the means, but we should all play by the same rules.
Well, we certainly are not playing by the same rules, and I know we don't have time to argue that point.
Yeah.
But clearly, there's a disparity in income, access, and equity that no one can argue on either side of this exists. We have to do what we can as legislators to bring justice and equity and balance to all of the laws that we pass. And in this case, this law, as it currently existed prior to the signing of the bill, did not met out equally, and it certainly didn't represent justice.
Glenn had a question. You're on WGN. Hi, Glenn. You're on the air.
So why is it that a person who has the ability to pay the ticket, why would they pay the ticket if there's no ramifications? Just because they're working and have the ability to pay, they should feel some sort of just or moral responsibility to pay the debt? I mean, you're saying that it should be equal. You're setting up two different levels of law for individuals based on their income, and you, in your own words, just said, because people are poor, they shouldn't be able to be struggling. Well, the people who are wealthy enough to be able to pay the tickets shouldn't be penalized. Why are you setting a double standard, in your own words, that you don't want to do? It doesn't make sense. Why would
I got your point, Glenn. Hold on, Glenn. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, we got your point. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carol.
I actually have some agreement with your caller. I believe that people like you and I and your caller who pay taxes for the roads that we drive on already, that we already provide our income to government to function. And then on top of that, government sets up something called meters or tollways to make us pay additional dollars. I don't actually think it's right.
Well, that's how they maintain the roads. I mean, the meters and tolls aren't going to go away. I think the principal point he's making is that if we're going to have forgiveness for people, we should maybe have, you know, that won't be equitable. That's not fair either then, right? I mean, if you can't pay, okay, that's tough for you. I'm sorry about that, but I can. So am I the only one that has to pay? But that's not what we're talking about here. You still owe the debt. The point is, are we going to let you keep your driver's license? That's what this is about, right?
And we are going to let you keep your driver's license, and I still do have to pay the ticket, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The city of Chicago, even though they give amnesty to those who may not have all the money at one point, they allow you to set up a realistic payment plan. Let's think about this. The previous payment plan in the city of Chicago required you to put down a down payment. It was so excessive that, yes, your caller maybe could pay the down payment, but others really could not, and that is a function of government. Government decided to put this excessive down payment there and created the conditions for which a person could not pay. And now we're saying, no, you cannot suspend that license. The city of Chicago is reforming how it is collecting its parking tickets. And yes, you still got to pay that parking ticket.
Yeah, I completely agree with you about setting up reasonable means for people to pay back. If you have $100 in tickets, you should pay $100 in tickets. But it shouldn't now become $1,000 because you didn't get it done in time. I'd be happy to get I'd be happy to get 50 of the 100. To be honest with you, these ballooning payments. You're right. Somebody just made that up, and you might as well charge people $1 million. Hey, Chicago, why don't you charge them $1 million, and then all of our financial problems will be solved? Oh, no, wait, it won't, because you can't get $1 million from people. They don't have it.
So they don't have it.
Let's do
and
something realistic.
And people end up in bankruptcy court.
Yeah. But what about this? What about this? Eric, you're on WGN.
Holy shit.
Eric, do you have something to say on the radio? What was your point? Eric said the parking meters, Carol, are there for a reason. They're there because you don't want people to be there all day long. It's not just a moneymaker. It's also a way to regulate flow. Do you understand that?
Oh, I certainly understand that. But I think your caller and others should look a little deeper into who owns the parking meters.
Yeah, I know. That is true. We should not have sold those things or the Skyway a long time ago. I agree with you on that. Goes into effect July 1st. Is that right, Representative?
That is correct. Secretary of State is putting provisions in place to notify those who would be eligible to have their license reinstated, and it goes into effect July 1, 2020.
Carol, it's nice to talk to you. You and I have not met before. By the way, do you have anything to say? I was just reading in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend about how Mike Madigan has this gigantic series of funds that he's able to control, and he spent over $400,000 in legal fees in the last few months. The Tribune has a large editorial. Was it yesterday or today, saying he should step down from his speakership role. Do you agree with that?
You know, I'm from Champaign-Urbana, so I don't get Chicago Tribune here, but I have not seen that story. I think what is happening in Springfield, and you will see in the spring session, that there will be many people calling for significant reforms and ethics reforms, and I think that will fall in that same category.
Yeah. Well, that's not you saying yes, though. I'm not saying he has to lose his job, just step down as speaker. You're not calling for that yet, huh?
Yeah, I have not seen that at all, and I haven't called for anything at this point. But what I am calling for is that there needs to be significant reform in ethics as well as campaign finance reform, because all of that is all tied together that you're describing.
Representative Ammons, nice to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on WGN.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to the next time.
You will. I will, too. I've enjoyed your conversation.